Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 12th day of Menachem Av, Tov Shin Pei Gimel, Masechta Beah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud. Agol Shel Katan, if you have a wagon or a pram of a child, something that the child uses to learn to walk, the child leans on it and it rolls in front of him, goes on wheels, Tmei Medras. Will be Tomei Medras, the Tomei of a first degree Tumah, which if the cotton was Azov, then he's Metameh the Agola Tumas Medras. Azov is an Avatuma, he'll make the Kalim, he'll metameh the Agola, the wagon, with Tumas Medras. And basically, any Kali, any vessel that's reserved for sitting, riding on, lying on, or you lean again, if he can make them an Avatuma as well. By stepping on it, you sitting on it, lying on it, or leaning against it. This tumah is known as tumas medras. And an agola, a wagon or a pram, since it's made for that, for a child to lean against and to use to walk, therefore it's mekabel, it will be capable of receiving tumas medras. Vinitalis for Shabbos. And you can move it. It's not muktzah. It's a keli. It's considered a keli. It's considered a piece of equipment. Ve'ena nigreres el al gabe kelim, but it can only be pushed or dragged on Shabbos and Yom Tov on top of kelim. Kelim means clothes. For example, mats or other things, but not on top of ground, soil, because it makes a hole, an indent into the soil. And that is like choifer. That's like digging on Shabbos. This is the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Huda Omer, kol hakelim ein nigrorin chutz min agola. He says that all kelim, all equipment, cannot be dragged over on the ground on Shabbos Yom Tov, except for the agola, except for the pram, or this little wagon, the wagon that the child uses. You're allowed to take that over, move that across the earth on soil. Mipnei shehi koveshes, because it has the effect of pressing down the karka and the earth becomes lower, but it doesn't actually move the earth from its place. It's not called chofer. Now, the Gemara explains that really the Reisha, the Tanakhama, is also according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that dovar she'einam is kavanos, or something that you don't intend to do, is unintentional, is also very strict. But so why do we find a difference of opinion? But the two Tanaim, the Tanakhama and the second Tana, are arguing in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, the first Tana says, one Tana says, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the agola, the wagon of the child, can only be moved on top of kelim, because it makes a charitz, it makes an indent. And you're not allowed to make indent on the ground, even though it's unintentional, it's chofer. The other Tana holds that Rabbi Yehuda did not asur or prohibit a wagon of a child to drag it on the ground, because it pushes it down. But basically, both are learning in the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda that ein davar she'miskaven is asur. But the halacha is not like a Mishnah. The halacha is in fact like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, who holds that a person can be gur, as he says in a Mishnah on Shabbos, a gur, or a person can drag a bed or chair or a bench on Shabbos, as long as you don't have kavana, as long as you don't have intent to make an indent, a trench in the ground, that's fine. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Even though it's mutar on Yom Tov to do malachas which are la'ochel nefesh, there are certain malachas which you cannot do in Yom Tov, even though they're done for food. And they are such things as activities of harvesting, thrashing, making piles of grain, grinding. Various reasons for this. Some say because of the tircha involved, because of these activities are large-scale activities. The Yerushalmi brings in the name of Reish Lakish, the posuk, that says, anything that's for Eichel Nefesh, for food preparation, you can do. And right next to it, or very close to that pasuk, it says, Ushmartim es ha-matzos, you shall guard the matzos, from which we learn anything that's from that's involved, all malachis that are from the shmir of the matzos and onwards, for example, the kneading of the dough, the malachis that come afterwards, all that you can do on Yom Tov for Eichel Nefesh. But malachis that are before the kneading of the dough are asuros. but it has to be from the kneading of the dough onwards. The Meiri explains that the lisha, that the kneading of the dough and other things you do afterwards is something really preparing the food. But the earlier activities, harvesting, thrashing, making heaps of the grain, that's not really preparing the food. That's more like meleches avoda. That's called full-on work, because they're melachas that a person does in one day for many, many days. Unlike kneading dough and other melachas, which you do usually as you need it, as you need the food, you need the dough, etc. The Rosh explains that the Chachamim made gzeira not to do these activities that are prior to the lisha, prior to the kneading, the harvesting and the grinding, because a person tends to do this in one go. You tend to harvest not parts of a field, you do the whole field. You grind, not a little bit, you grind a whole lot at one time. For that reason, they assured all these activities, because they're similar to Maisim Shalcha. And our Mishnah now is going to tell us that Seder, hunting or capturing fish, is also Aser and Yom Tov, even though it's for food, it's for Echel Nefesh. Of course, we're not talking about danger of life here. Ein sodim dogim in abivorin b'yom tov. One is not allowed to trap fish from the aquariums on Yom Tov. Why? Because you could have collected them or fished them out erev Yom Tov. Therefore, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Well, some say the reason is because the tzeder, the fish out of the water, is a bit like ktsira, a little bit like harvesting, which, as we said before, was prohibited on Yom Tov. According to the Rosh, the Chachamim assured or made prohibited Seder hunting on Yom Tov for the same reason that they prohibited harvesting and grinding. Namely, sometimes the net that he puts, this Seder, the net might trap tons of animals, lots and lots of animals, and because it might, or lots of fish. And sometimes, because he puts the fish sometimes, and then it becomes like a master shalchot, it's like a mass activity, mass production. Ve'ein noisen lifneim mezonos, says Mishnah. Further, one does not give them the fish. You can't feed the fish mezonos on Yom Tov, because you might come to capture them, according to Tosfos. And furthermore, because they find their food anyway, you don't have to give them more food. Aval tzodin l'chayev ha'oif min ha'bivarin. But we do capture, we are allowed to capture beasts, and chayas, and birds from the bivorin, from enclosures. These are enclosures where they hold chayas and oifos, and they're surrounded with a fence, and they're ready there for people to take them. They catch them. It's fairly easy to catch them on Yom Tov. There's no big effort. Others say that we're talking here about chayas and oifos that he actually prepared in every Yom Tov. He designated them to shech them on Yom Tov. That's how Rashi, Bart Nura, learns. And since you're allowed to catch them on Yom Tov, noisnin l'fnei mezonos, you're also allowed to give them food. In fact, you have to give them food. They become yours. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, lo kala bivorin shavin, not all enclosures are the same. Some say Rav Shimon Gamliel is not arguing with the Tanakam. He comes to explain his words. And basically he says as follows, zehakla, kol hamachusr tzeda, anything that requires, that's missing at Seder, that you have to be terech harveh, that you have to do a lot of work in order to capture it. Gemara explains that it's a case where someone says, come, let's get a trap and trap them. Osur. That's prohibited. Because you're not allowed to capture it on Yom Tov for the reasons explained earlier, the tircha involved, etc. If, however, if it's something that doesn't, it's not missing hunting. It's absolutely, you can capture it in one. If you ran in one leap, you ran, you'd capture it. Mutter, then it's permitted to capture it on Yom Tov. Is zehaklal going on everything, on the fish as well, or not? And this seems to be machlekes Roshonim, Rambam, and the Ravid. The Rambam seems to learn that zehaklal goes on everything that was said before in the Mishnah. That Rav Shimon Gamliel is not is explaining, and he gives this qualification of saying that not all enclosures are the same. That refers to the fish as well. In other words, even in the case of the fish, if you don't have to spend effort to be able to catch the fish, then you can do that on Yom Tov as well. However, the Ravid learns that the words of zehaklal or Rav Shimon Gamliel are only referring to chayes and oifos, only wild animals and oifos and birds.
That's all it refers to. But dogim, when it comes to fish, you can never catch them on Yom Tov, even if they are in very small enclosures. Why? Because they're concealed under the water, and there is a tiracha, there is a bother to capture them, even in a very restricted, narrow area.